I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about a Jamaican stew made with local bluefish.
Every summer, dozens of Jamaicans come to work in Wellfleet, where I live. I've known Neely Bolin for almost 10 years. He owned a restaurant at home in Black River in Jamaica, and here he runs the line at a restaurant kitchen in Wellfleet. The other day, he taught me how to make a traditional Jamaican fish head stew.
Well, right now I got about 5 or 6 heads going on there. The bluefish heads that normally people just toss, cut up in smaller pieces.
Most New Englanders would eat the fillets and throw the fish heads and bones in the trash or compost. Neely doesn't make this stew for restaurant patrons. It's just for the staff. Neely says where he comes from, eating just the fillets is considered a waste.
If you eat a fish in Jamaica without the head, it's like you haven't had the fish.
And there's a lot of flavor in those?
Oh, yeah. I guess it's a cultural thing, but when you have the fillets, there's no bones, and there's just certain flavors that comes out of the bones when you cook it. So it's like two tastes that you cannot compare, you know. For us guys in the island, it's all about the bones.
The bones are full of nutrients, too. A study from 2010 found that fish bones are an excellent source of calcium and phosphorus. Not only do they have a lot of these nutrients, but they're in a form that's easy for us to absorb. The heads are also full of protein and good fats. Here's how Neely cooks them.
Pretty much the method is, you know, I just add salt, pepper to the bluefish head, then fry it up a little bit, like halfway cooked, and then just have it simmer in scallions, thyme, sweet pepper, onions, ketchup, splash of vinegar, you know, just to give it a little tangy taste, and of course, scotch bonnet pepper. You get a real Jamaican stew going on there, you know.
Scotch bonnets are those little yellow ones you see at the grocery store, and they're spicy. They're from the Caribbean, and they're rated about 80 times hotter than jalapenos. Cooked down with the fish heads, they add a slow, lingering heat. And for liquid, Neely adds coconut milk and water. He says he learned to make the stew from his grandmother, who used all kinds of different fish.
Well, in Jamaica, it's whatever catch you have. Our favorite fish here on Cape Cod to do that is striped bass. So right now, we're just working away with the bluefish and waiting for the striped bass to get here, you know? Because that's it.
The striper season starts in mid-July. Neely also makes the stew with whole redfish, a roughly 2-pound species sometimes sold as ocean perch. The stew simmers and thickens up on the stove for hours. He starts it in the morning and eats it after the lunch rush in the late afternoon.
You definitely want it thick, because what are you going to have it with, rice? Or, like, for us today, it's going to be definitely some cornmeal dumplings. And that's going to pretty much stay in your tummy all day, you know? Keeps you strong.
I taste the stew, and it reminds me of another Jamaican dish I've had, brown stew chicken. Neely says it has the same spices and the same secret ingredients, scotch bonnet peppers and ketchup. It's delicious, sweet and tangy and rich with fish oils. And the next time I see a fillet, it makes me hesitate. From now on, I think, I want the whole fish. Head, bones, and all. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We've got a link to that recipe for sweet brown stew bluefish right on our website, where you can also give us your ideas for local food stories. Get in touch at capeandislands.org. While you're there, you can find our free podcast of the Local Food Report. This show is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.